Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
When his disciples, those that were in his inner circle, those that were close to him, like these preachers are close to me, those that are in an inner circle, when Jesus said, "Can you come and pray with me?" fell asleep. And my brothers and sisters, in Jesus' greatest hour, he prayed to the Father, even in the midst of all of the things that was about to take place in his life. One who was about to give his life for those who did not deserve to live. Now we know, Jared, why he said, "I come to give you life, and that you might have life more abundantly." And those that fell asleep, the Lord was praying for them, even in the midst of their sleepiness. My brothers and sisters, God inhabited the praises of his people. Out of the 8 billion people in the world, all were created by God, but not all 8 billion are God's people. But if you are a Christian, born and baptized, and have accepted him, there ought to be some praises sometime in our lives. We sing songs like, "With God, blessing, our God's blessing." Songs like, "Blessed, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." We sing songs like, "Great things, for he has done great things for me." And if God has done great things for you, that ought to be some blessing in your worship and your praise. Girl, if I wanted to, I would say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his whole name." That's enough there. And when we sing songs like that, our praise goes up. And God acknowledges those praise. See, every once in a while, we have to get out of traditional stuff and do what God has instructed us to do. I did something so unusual right there that you thought, well, the pastor shouldn't be pre-singing. He ought to be preaching. But God inhabited the praises of his people. And it doesn't matter whether I sing a song or whether I preach it. Whatever gives him praise, honor, and glory, to God be the glory for all the great things he has done. I don't know about you, but there should be some praises in the house. And our praises should be personal. Secondly, we see that our praise should be purposeful. David said, "I will bless the Lord, for he is God, and he is the object of our praise." We look at where we are today and know that God is still sustaining us, because he and he alone is the object of our resources. 24th division of Psalms says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, for he founded it upon the seas and he established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hand and a pure heart, you know it, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, but he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face. Who? O Jacob, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up the everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. You know it. My brothers and sisters, my God, our God, is sustaining us because he is the object of our resources. And what we as believers have learned and continue to learn is that whatever we are facing in life, God is teaching us to trust him. To trust him. Your health condition, your financial situation, just trust him. Whatever you're going through, just keep trusting him. Think about what the Lord experienced in his life. He came, knew all of the things that would happen to him in life, but he knew what the Father had given him to do. And we who are now here see so many things happening. All you have to do is just keep your trust in him. And when we trust him, the Lord will work things out. How can you say it, Pastor? Well, I can say it because Proverbs tells us. It says, to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all of thy ways acknowledge who? And he shall direct your path. My brothers and sisters, God is asking us to trust him. Trust him. Not with what you can see, but trust him with what you can't see. The problem we sometimes have is that we can't see what God is doing. Can I say it again? The problem we have sometimes is that we can't see what God is doing. And there's a purpose for it. In Judges 7:7, Gideon had 32,000 men to fight against the Midianites. God said that that was too many men. And their numbers was reduced from 32,000 and 22,000 men left and went home. That left them with 10,000 remaining men. And God said that was too many. And from 10,000 that went away, it went down to 300 men. Gideon was apprehensive concerning what God had instructed him to do. But God had a plan. You missed it. God had a plan. And this victory plan would be by God. And God was reassuring Gideon that the victory would be not by Gideon's army of 300 men, but by God's divine providence. God says, I got this thing covered. Trust me. I'm in this. God is telling people, as well as a nation, I don't want you to see it. I just want you to do it. What's that Nike commercial? Just do it. God does not want you to see it. He just wants us to do it and trust him. Because our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. You ain't gonna see what God is doing. Pastor, how? Because in the beginning, God Elohim, God Yahweh Adonai, God spoke things into existence. Everything came into existence by God. And what he did, he spoke. Out of the invisible came the physical. You miss your shout. When you pray to the Lord, your stuff is invisible. But when you call upon the Lord, you speak things into a spiritual dimension. And God, who is a spirit, they that worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. And so when you speak things, a spiritual God hears things that are spoken in the spirit. And then when God begins to speak, oh, come on, Antioch. You've missed this. When God begins to speak, that which is unseen becomes seen. That which has not been seen come into existence. Lord, I have a need. The Lord says, speak it. And when I speak it, it will come to be. It will come to be. out of nothing came something. Here's what God is up to. Pastor, we can't afford it. And the Lord said, you ain't prayed. You ain't prayed enough yet. Your prayers can't be answered because you're too busy looking at the obstacle. And I said, speak it. Because what is in the spiritual world will be spoken by God into the physical world. And that which you cannot see will become physical. There are too many I can't in our lives. And not enough I can. For I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. My brothers and sisters, stop ruining your blessings. Because God said, all you got to do is call me. The problem we have in a society, we ain't calling him enough. We say in God we trust, but we fail to trust him in time of need. We need to trust him to provide for us. We need to trust him to care for us. And we need to trust him to deliver us. He's still in the saving business. I truly believe the problem we have today as a nation and as a people is that we have forgotten to trust God. We've forgotten. We have forgotten what our parents and our grandparents did back in the day. Sister Peggy Sorrell and Brother Sorrell, we were in the hospital. We were talking, and we talked for 20 minutes talking about how we came up and all of the things that we struggled through. And I told him when I was coming up in South Dallas, we didn't have much. And I said, I wanted that $5 pair of Converse tennis shoes. And I couldn't get it because mommy and dad couldn't afford it. But there are times in our life that we really look back and see how our parents and our grandparents made it. They made it because they were always on their knee. I remember daddy every morning on his knee talking to the Lord when we didn't have anything. And all of a sudden, out of the invisible came stuff. Out of the invisible comes stuff. We can't get stuff if we keep trying to do it. God said, pray and watch me work it out. I can't work if you working. I can't bless if you trying to bless. I can't heal you if you trying to heal. But if you start praying, if you start calling, if you come start listening to him, he said, I will work it out. David, in our text says, I will bless the Lord. We are to do what the Lord commissioned us to do. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. And when you do that, we are blessing the Lord. When Jesus left this earth, he left because he told the disciple, I'm giving you a commission. I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to leave you something, which is the comforter that will support you and comfort you until I return. But until I return, I need you to preach. I need you to teach. I need you to baptize. I need you to feed the hungry. I need you to clothe the naked. I need you to do what I did. My brothers and sisters, because obedience is better than sacrifice, and submission is better than offering.